We'll see how he responds. He's going to do all his work with the training staff today, and we'll see how he responds tomorrow. We have a chance for a launch day tomorrow.
Would you like there to be a definitive thing status for him by tomorrow, or are you willing to go into Sunday?
That's my answer. Said my answer.
You had said the other day that you won't put him out on the field if he could hurt himself further. I mean, does that include worries about a re-aggravation?
I just gave you my answer.
How's he doing mentally, then? How much have you talked to him about?
Seems like he's he's in there getting treatment. He's doing everything he can to get himself well.
How much of a challenge is preparing for this game, you know, more than any other? Because you've had all offseason, you don't know exactly what a team's going to do. How much different is the challenge?
It's a challenge. Each phase faces different challenges. You know, defensively, when you look at this group, they have a talented perimeter and they're good up front. You're not really quite sure what you're going to see. I'm sure that they've been preparing for us for a little while, and they'll have some wrinkles, especially early in the ball game in their script. And we'll see how that part goes. From a special teams perspective, there's a lot of film. There's not a lot of film on the guys you're going to be playing against. They do have some carryover on the roster, but we'll have to see how it shakes out and where they play guys and where they match them up. From an offensive perspective, they have some injury concerns, and they've drafted some players in the secondary, and they drafted well there. We just haven't had a chance to see them much playing NFL football. We had a chance to see them play college football, but not much NFL football. So there's some different things that adjustments that need to be made during the course of the game.
I'm sure you've made a decision already on how you're going to handle play calling, you or Mike or whatever, however it may be. Mm-hmm. I know you probably don't want to tell us what that is, but what went into the decision, and how did you go about that this offseason, deciding, you know, what the best route was?
Yeah, we have our game management meeting tomorrow morning, and we'll talk about play calling in the game management meeting.
You didn't make a decision on whether you're going to call plays or Mike's going to call plays?
Of course I did.
You see JT Thomas filling a lot of the roles Mark had?
He's had a good week of practice. It's great to have him back out here. Linebackers and tight ends and sometimes safeties, the bigger ones play similar type roles on the team, and we'll see how that shakes out. But I'm not going to give up anything matchup-wise.
We've seen BJ play, three downs pretty much all preseason. Are you comfortable with that in a game? Can a linebacker really play, 90% of the snaps or something like that?
Yeah, we're confident in BJ. He's played a lot of reps. We were short in numbers there for a while in camp, and we're with Keenan being down, we're very confident in BJ that he can handle the role.
Do you view BJ and Jonathan Casillas right now as three-down linebackers for you?
I think they both can play three downs, yes.
You expect them to play three downs?
Wouldn't be smart for me to answer that question.
Then Roger Lewis had, over the summer of spring, he was cleared by the police. But how concerning was that to you? And can you just talk about sort of sticking with him through that process?
Yeah, again, Roger Lewis has done a nice job for us in camp. He's been cleared of any wrongdoing. And, you like to stand behind your locker room when you can and see how the information works itself out.
I know the depth chart kind of is what it is, but would you feel comfortable with Chad Wheeler if something was to happen to Eric? Is he ready to step in left tackle?
Again, we're not going to talk about actives and inactives right now, but Chad's a guy that we have increased confidence in each day.
What do you think Shane Green can give you guys about that? We talk a lot about Marshall and Ingram, but you're also adding him back as well, too.
Yeah, Shane is, he's a good security blanket for the quarterback. He's like having another tight end out there. He's a friendly target. He has good control of his body and creates friendly angles.
How do you view the mental state of your team kind of heading into week one? How do you think they handled the summer and everything that you've kind of asked them to do?
We've been practicing since April. We've played four preseason games. We're excited to go play a game that's meaningful.
One more.
Can you over-prepare for an opener like this? You have so much time and energy.
You'll have to explain to me what that is.
Why? That's what I'm asking you. I mean, can you
I've never heard of such a thing.